Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture, with your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection for Thursday, July 19th, 2012. When Telefilm Canada contacted Jason Good, who forwarded the email to his partner Dylan Jenkinson to tell them their film was chosen to be part of a showcase at the Cannes Festival, they leapt at the chance to attend the prestigious film festival. But getting to France wasn't easy, and tonight Jason and Dylan, who are on the phone with us from Vancouver, will tell us about their experiences at the festival and what led up to the filmmaking partnership. But before we get to our conversation with Jason and Dylan, let's take a listen to Radio Ghost Town from New World Song's latest CD, Rebel Transmission.
This is Radio Ghost Town. Salvation plan in stereo sound. This is a Rebel Transmission. Zombies hiding out in the open for all eyes to see. The resistance took a hit when our leader was nailed to a tree. But they couldn't kill him, so they're trying to tell us we're already free.
Jason Good and Dylan Jenkinson. Good evening, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay. Let's go back to the beginning here, guys. When did you, Dylan, we'll start with you. When did you begin get interested in filmmaking?
I started making films or videos back in high school, actually, in a great class I had with a great teacher who let us make short videos for class credits, and started working professionally in film when I was about 19 years old, and so basically straight out of high school, and started doing creative things in film a couple years after that.
Now, what end of the filmmaking end were you working? Were you doing camera, producing, directing, writing?
I thought that when I came out of high school, I wanted to be a director because I didn't really know what a producer was, and still, you know, many people are confused what a producer does. So I wanted to be a director, and I signed up to go into the Directors Guild of Canada, and that ended me on set doing basically general helping out duties around set, PA work, things like that, which is basically just being a general assistant on set. That's where I started and ended up eventually, I was writing and doing creative things on the side and ended up making a short film when I was 21, a 15-minute short film, and kind of started going from there in terms of the creative.
Now, Jason, what about you? When did you start getting interested in filmmaking?
I was always really interested in filmmaking. Both my parents were sort of movie buffs, and so I grew up watching a lot of films, and was sort of a young kid that would love watching the behind-the-scenes stuff. Admittedly, though, I didn't really, I'm not sure if this is the right word, but I didn't have the courage to go after it until my mid-20s, and got to a point where I just was honest with myself that this is what I really, really wanted to do, and really went through a period where I felt like God was giving me permission just to go, you know, like I felt like he was saying, I'm not stopping you from doing this, you should just go for it.
So what part of filmmaking attracted you?
Well, there's two things. I mean, I love stories and I love telling stories, and I just love the whole technical, creative aspect of doing it. I love the machinery of filmmaking, the magic of it.
Well, so who were some of your early influences as a filmmaker?
Well, I have quite a few. I would say my favorite director would be John Ford. I really, really like a lot of his John Wayne westerns,
mm-hmm.
and other dramas. Billy Wilder is a director who's influenced me a lot. I could list a lot if you'd like me to do that.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned that you grew up watching films and that. Was there any one film that was sort of your favorite as you were growing up?
Sure, yeah. I mean, I'm as someone in their mid-30s, I'm the Star Wars influenced kid. So my first movie was Star Wars when I was 2 years old.
Now that's episodes 4, 5, and 6, right?
That's right, that's right, yeah. So when the first one opened, I was there as a really young boy with my kids, with my parents, I should say, and watched all those movies as a kid and loved the magic of it and you know, the world that was created in those films and have just recently introduced them to my kids, actually.
Yeah. Dylan, same questions. Who were your influences as you were growing up?
I didn't have a lot of influence in terms of films. Until I was 7, I was living on a hippie commune where we didn't have any films. I did see Star Wars. That was the first film I saw. Some of the young men who were living in the community rented a TV, a VCR, and the movie in the early 80s in order to show all the kids. E.T. was another early film that I saw in the drive-in theater. And beyond that, I think into my teen years, I don't really have these influential films that have influenced me hugely. I think it's just the collective feeling of just loving, you know, kind of ingesting any story at all. Possibly mm-hmm. that came from not having any access to television and film and many films when I was a kid. I think once I hit my teen years, I just loved to take in any story I could.
Now, looking at that, who have you developed influences and people that you look to as role models now as you've gotten into filmmaking?
I'm trying to think. I mean, of course there has to be. I'm not very conscious about who are my role models today. I'm sorry, I don't really have a good answer for that question because I don't have anybody that I'm consciously looking to today.
Well, how did you and Jason meet?
We met at a gathering of Christian filmmakers that a friend of mine, I think she organized, or maybe it was just a collection of students from Regent College who were interested in filmmaking. There was a little meeting set up at a coffee shop, and me and Jason met there over kind of a one-hour discussion of film and, you know, people that were interested in maybe they weren't involved in making film at that point, but were interested in getting into that. And Jason was definitely one of the leaders of that group.
Well, Jason, looking back on it, what sort of clicked between you and Dylan that got you to the point where you decided to pull together Jenkins and Good Productions?
That's a really good question. I mean, I don't know that I anticipated that when I first met Dylan. I certainly admired Dylan because he was, in a lot of ways, the person that I wish I had been, in the sense that right out of high school, he just got right into film. And for me, there was some kind of block or barrier for me there that I was too scared to really pursue this thing that I wanted to do. So I admired Dylan because he had just so much production experience, so much I couldn't fathom. I had hardly ever been on set at that point, and that's where he had lived most of his adult life. And so he had a lot of production experience, and he was one of the few people to be selected for the Canadian Film Center a few years ago where they sort of like Canada's Film Conservatory. So he went there as a producer, which this is a really big deal. And when he came back from there, we went for coffee just to check in with each other and see how we were doing. And I think it was him that first suggested working together, and that really appealed to me because I think we're both in the same boat that it's just so hard to make films. It's just almost impossible to make a movie. And you really need as many people in your corner as you can get.
Mm-hmm.
And so the idea of collaborating and working together really appealed to me. And we just had different skill sets and brought different things to the table, and I saw that as an asset.
What we do is we need to take a quick break and be right get back with our guests Jason Good and Dylan Jenkinson and talk about their experiences at the Cannes Film Festival. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM, your inspiration station. Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to 5678 from the Rebel Transmission CD by New World Sun. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to continue our conversation with filmmakers Jason Good and Dylan Jenkinson. Dylan, we'll start with you. When you guys got the call from Telefilm Canada to talk about taking Light to Cannes, when did that happen? What was the process that happened with all that?
Well, from my end of things, actually, I didn't get a call. I got an email from Jason that I think it simply said "Wow," and then I read down. You know, I scrolled down and I saw this invitation from Telefilm. You know, honestly, I didn't even know that we were in the running, and I don't know if Jason. I think it was also not a. It wasn't a really formalized process. From my point of view, it just came completely out of the blue, and was a huge surprise, and obviously a really great surprise.
So Jason, what went through your mind when you got that email?
I was pretty shocked because there are so many things that you just, as filmmakers and anyone involved in the arts, but probably more so in film, you get so used to rejection, and that just becomes normal. And
I'm a writer, I understand.
There you go, yeah. And I knew they were only taking a handful of films to Cannes, and honestly, it was just at the last minute I thought, well, you know, the application is free, I might as well throw our name in the hat. There's no way we're going to get selected. And so I was pretty elated. I mean, there are a lot of films that could have gone, and I don't fool myself in thinking that we were the only one that could have been selected from one of two films that could have been selected from BC. But I just knew we were lucky, and that this was a really interesting and awesome opportunity.
So, what is Late about?
Late's about two strangers who meet in a cafe and struggle to make an authentic connection.
And I've had a chance to take a look at it, and it's really interesting the way that whole connection unfolds. Dylan, how long did it take to actually put Late together, like right from the pre-production phase up until post-production?
Well, the script was one that Jason found through a writer named Sarah Deakins, who's also the woman in the film, the female lead. So there was a connection there. I think, Jason, it took about a year and a half or so from when you saw the script until we actually filmed it, if you can correct me if I'm wrong.
It was a script I had come across a few years earlier and had almost shot before, and came back to it, and we applied to every arts funding that opportunity that we could, and we were just uniformly rejected by all of them, and then decided just to raise the funds ourselves and shoot it really on a low budget. And so it was at least probably 2 years before we actually shot the film.
Now, one of the things that happened too was not only did the film go to Cannes, but you guys decided that it was important to be there as well. But there was a bit of a challenge on that. Dylan, what was that whole challenge?
Well, just resources, really. Both me and Jason, when we first got the notice that we'd be showing at Cannes, we really both, I think, went through a very deep soul search process of, can we afford to go? Both can we afford to go and can we not afford to go? And how are we going to find the finances to do that? I think for me, I had just been to Europe for my first time ever with my wife for a vacation. And so I was literally 2 weeks back. And so I really started praying quite hard, you know, asking God if this was, if we were supposed to go, and the answer was very clearly yes, that this is an opportunity that God had given us, especially because we were working on a feature film that is at a stage that is actually really a prime time to talk with people at Cannes about that project. So once I felt convicted that God was the one providing this opportunity for us, then, you know, we basically I started moving forward, going, I don't know how we're going to afford to go, but I really believe we are meant to go, and that God has provided this. So, you know, the story goes that we ended up having just a huge response from in terms of fundraising, and God, you know, really took care of everything, plus, you know, more than we could have imagined in terms of getting resources to be able to attend. So.
What was that whole experience like, Jason?
The Cannes experience?
Yeah, being in Cannes.
It was eye-opening. It was overwhelming. It was very instructional. I had never been to one of the large international film markets, because there's the prestigious film festival, but mostly Cannes is an international film market with people buying and selling films. And so it was really helpful to just to see the market and see how the money flows through the system and what kind of films are being bought and sold, and that was pretty overwhelming in a lot of ways, because I found most of the films to be really low end genre exploitative films that were being sold, and that seemed really tragic to me, that mostly it wasn't about good storytelling. And then the film festival itself was both beautiful and ugly in a lot of ways, because there's just this real strong celebrity culture. There's just thousands of people in Cannes, you know, looking for an opportunity to see one of their, you know, gods or goddesses that are walking around. And it was an amazing experience to be there and screen our film, and to have some great meetings about our feature film. But it was also tough just seeing how the money flows through films and the film market, and how what films are made and what films aren't made, and things like that.
Right. Well, we need to take one final break, and when we come back, we're going to finish a conversation with filmmakers Dylan Jenkinson and Jason Good, and talk about maybe a little bit about the feature film that you've mentioned a couple of times. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM, your inspiration station.
a libertine.
Ooh, say la, ooh, say la.
But he bought a ring and put it on his Josephine.
Ooh, say la, ooh,
say. And the mall say, say la, say la. Everybody lift their voice and raise a praise. Say la, say la. God, he always working in mysterious ways. Hey. The holy dove.
Ooh, say la, ooh, say la.
Now you never met someone so filled with love.
Ooh, say la.
Imagine that.
Ooh, say
and mama say, say la, say la. Everybody lift their voice and raise a praise. Say la, say la. God, he always working in mysterious ways.
Oh! Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Say La from Rebel Transmission CD by New World Sun. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to wrap up our conversation with Jason Good and Dylan Jenkinson. You mentioned a couple of times, Dylan, about one of the reasons you went to Cannes was because you've got a project that's coming up. Can you tell us a little bit about that and why you're wanting to do a full-length feature film at this point?
Sure. Numb is the name of the feature project that we're working on, and Why do we want to make it? We want to make it because, I mean, that's the next step in storytelling, is to be able to engage an audience in a full-length feature project. And there's a script came to us from a writer named Andre Harden who lives in Saskatchewan, and just a really fantastic script that initially Jason really connected with, and then through the process of seeing how passionate he was about the project, I really started to connect with it. It's a story about a couple who are in financial distress, who discover a map that promises to lead to stolen gold, and they wrestle with whether they should go after it, and end up pairing up with a pair of mysterious hitchhikers and go into the remote winter wilderness to recover the coins. So it's a thriller. It's a genre project, but it really has themes in it that I know, Jason, maybe you can speak to. I mean, Jason definitely connected with it strongly initially, and has pulled me along in terms of passion for the project.
Yeah, Jason, give us a little bit of what attracted you to it.
Well, Andre's written a really, really strong story. I'm a fairly plot focused kind of filmmaker, and Andre's written a story with just a really amazing. It is these two people who are in real financial distress think that they have a chance to solve their problems by going after stolen gold, and I find it to be a really truthful story. Or, you know, so these two people who are in financial distress, they're pretty sure that they can retrieve this stolen gold, and it's, you know, it's just around the corner. It's just out in the snow over there, and it just seems like it's so alluring to just solve their problems so easily. And as they go out into the winter wilderness and they pair up with these two people they don't know, things go sideways. And I just found it to be a really truthful story because I could, you know, having a family and a mortgage, I could connect with that, the financial struggles of this couple and how alluring a quick solution would be, and yet how dangerous we know that is, and the truth of what really happens when we go after money that we haven't earned. And the story kind of sneaks up on you because it just seems so close and it's just right there, and things don't go the way that you think they're going to go.
Great. Well, so what stage of the production is it in?
Well, we have a really strong script that Andre wrote that won the Praxis Award, which is a Canadian screenwriting award where they choose a group of scripts each year, and we recently had an industry read through on that just a couple months ago. And so Andre is actually just flying out to BC this weekend for the three of us to get together and do some more rewrites on it. We've met with lots of different companies about financing the project and have a lot of interested parties, and so basically we're just in the final stages of putting our package together, with finalizing our script and attaching some talent to it, and then for me as a director, communicating to people what the film's going to look like.
Cool. Any idea, Dylan, on when you're hoping to get this get shooting started?
Well, our best case scenario would be to be shooting this February and completing the film by next summer. That's our goal right now. Of course, there's several things to several stages to pass through in terms of financing and getting the go ahead from different parties to move into production. But that's what we're aiming for, and it's definitely doable. Mm-hmm. It's great to look ahead to see the work that is right ahead of us.
Great. Well, I'm just looking at our time. We've quickly run out of it, and I'm just wondering, Dylan, where can people get more information about Jenkins and Good Productions?
Yeah, they should go online to www.jenkinson-good.com and check out our website and the blog that's there. We're also on Facebook. You can just search for Jenkinson Good Productions on Facebook. We have a Facebook group where we post lots of updates on where our films are playing and awards that we're winning and things like that.
Great. That's good with an E at the end. Thank you.
Good with an E. Oh.
Thank you. Jason, Dylan, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to Arts Connection. Thank you to my guests, Jason Good and Dylan Jenkinson. Be sure to tune in next week for another look at where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, email robert@selawministries. That's S-E-L-A-W ministries.ca. Or follow us on Twitter at Selaw13, S-E-L-A-W-13. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.
You've been listening to Arts Connection, a production of Selaw Ministries. Be sure to tune in again next Thursday evening at 10, right here on Faith FM.